You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Danny Wexelman with Richard Justice, our executive correspondent here at MLB.com, and he is going to be filling in for Maria Guardado, who covers the Angels for MLB.com. Richard, how are you doing?
I'm going to try to fill in for Maria. No one can actually fill in for Maria. I'm just going to try. I'm going to say some words, and then hopefully she will not listen and say, oh, wait, he got that wrong.
Fingers crossed. I know Maria is taking a little time before spring training starts, which everyone should. But, Richard, we're not going to take any time off. We're diving right in because apparently it's never too early to look at what the Angels' starting lineup, rotation, and bullpen could look like. So I'm asking you, with the help from Maria, she's done some research, she's put out a couple of articles on angels.com. I need you to put your projection hat on, and we're going to begin with the lineups. We know the Angels fortified their lineup with the addition of Shohei Ohtani, Ian Kinsler, Justin Upton. And so if the season started today, Richard, take me through the lineup.
This is a much better lineup than the Angels had on opening day last year. General Manager Billy Epler has had a great offseason. No GM in baseball, other than maybe Brian Cashman, who went out and got the National League MVP, Giancarlo Stanton, has had a better offseason. He's filled the holes at second, in left field, at third base, and they have a very, very, very good defensive team. But, okay, the season started today. Ian Kinsler would lead off and play second base. I'm cribbing these notes from Maria Guardado, our regular Angels beat writer. The best player on the planet would hit second, Mike Trout. And then I think the way Mike Socia would look at it would be Justin Upton would play left field. And it's interesting. Now you put Trout and Upton back-to-back, and then you have Albert Pujols. You know, honestly, we're not sure where Albert Pujols is at this point in his career, what he's still capable of. But I think he's going to have more protection, more base runners around him. He's going to force pitchers to throw to him, and that's a good thing. Cole Calhoun, who is a feared hitter in his own right, is behind him. One of my favorite players in all of baseball, Zach Cozart, is going to hit behind Calhoun right now. And he is coming off his best season, a true pro. And again, back to the defense, with Cozart and Andrelton Simmons on the left side of the infield, Trout in center, Kinsler at second base, and Martin Maldonado behind the plate. This is a really good team that's going to prevent a lot of runs. And the most interesting player in baseball is going to hit behind Cozart. That's Maria's projection, is Shohei Ohtani. It's the one thing everyone's going to be watching. I had a guy ask me the other day, he said, okay, if a guy has 10 wins as a pitcher and 20 homers as a hitter, what do you call that guy? And I said, I think you call that guy that possibly the American League MVP. You know, no one has done what Shohei Ohtani's trying to do. Yeah. No one's done it in 99 years, since Babe Ruth's last year with the Red Sox in 1919. So we'll see if he can do it. You know, some of us who've been around pitchers like Scherzer and Verlander and see the intensity of their workouts between starts, I'm not sure how, you know, is he going to pitch one day, take a day off, play first, DH, play the outfield, whatever. But it's going to be great fun to watch. He's a young guy. He's, you know, our MLB pipeline people have him rated as a top prospect as both a hitter and a pitcher. We just haven't seen this in a long time. Andrelton Simmons, as good a defensive shortstop as there is in baseball, is going to hit eighth, and then Martin Maldonado, one of the great arms among catchers in baseball, is going to hit ninth. It's a lineup that's deeper. I mean, the last couple of years, how Mike Socia had to manufacture runs and all of that. It's going to be a new world for Mike Socia with, you know, even coming off not his best year, Ian Kinsler. He is an upgrade. Zach Cozart is an upgrade. And Justin Upton is potentially a big upgrade to hitting between Trout and Pujols.
Absolutely. And I talked about this a little bit earlier in the week. I feel like Billy Epler won the offseason when it comes to his position and what he's done for this team. So with no further ado, let's talk about Shohei Ohtani a little bit more, because why not? And let's look at the starting rotation. The Halos have some strong arms ready to compete, Richard. So on opening day for that week, opening week, who can Angels fans expect to see starting those games?
Well, if the baseball gods are being fair, it'll be Garrett Richards. he's had two very frustrating years. And the last time we saw him at his best, he was a number one starter on a really good team. Nobody has better stuff. This is the thing. This is the unknown quantity. Their top four starters are Garrett Richards, Andrew Haney, a young lefty, Tyler Skaggs, and Matt Shoemaker. Those four guys last year, I believe they started 41 games. What has to happen is it's not that complicated. You have to keep those guys healthy. If you keep Richards and Shoemaker healthy, and then Haney and Skaggs or young guys coming off injuries, if they can take the mound, I don't know what the number is, 100 times, 120 times, you know, the more the better, the Angels are going to be formidable. They're going to be really good. They're going to the playoffs. And one of the things that happened last year is that, there were so many injuries that J.C. Ramirez proved that he can start. Parker Bridwell proved that he could start. It created some depth there that they didn't have before. And then Shohei Ohtani, he's going to be in that rotation somewhere. And I don't know if that means a six-man rotation. You know, in Japan, he pitched once a week. That's been an issue when we evaluate Yu Darvish. Does he need more rest as opposed to just being on the regular five-man rotation? This we know. Mike Scioscia is one of the smartest managers in baseball, and he's going to figure it out. He's going to figure out what's best for this young guy in terms of when do you play him, when do you hit him, when do you pitch him, and all of that. And we're all going to be watching.
Yeah, I think the entire baseball world, every player, every manager, every front office is going to have their eyes on the Angels and seeing what they do exactly with Shohei Ohtani and how well he does. I know I'm going to be watching. It's cool. I think it's just fair to say it's really cool to see.
The trickle-down effect from that.
Yeah.
You know, the Rays used the fourth pick in the draft on a kid from the University of Louisville last year, Brendan McKay.
Yes.
And he played first base, DH'd, and pitched. These scouts are always looking at college players and just trying to decide, is he a hitter or is he a pitcher? I've known guys that Brian Bokosiewicz of the Astros was drafted as a pitcher, ended up having a major league career as a hitter. And Brett Eibner pitched at Arkansas, played center field at Arkansas. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers sent him back to the minor leagues last year to relearn how to pitch so he could take up two roster spots. He ended up undergoing Tommy John surgery. When he comes back, the Dodgers are in how this works out with Ohtani will be a factor in this, but the Dodgers are committed to letting him, one guy, take up two roster spots. It's fascinating. What it tells you is that these young general managers, these young data-driven general managers, are willing to look at the world in a way that we haven't looked at it in a long time. And that's a fun thing for all of us.
Absolutely. All right, Richard, my friend, let's move on to the bullpen. So Billy Epler has made it clear that there may not be traditional roles when it comes to his bullpen, specifically in naming an official closer. Can you give me a little more insight into what the bullpen can look like?
Yeah, you're going to have to. Mike Scioscia is a more traditional guy, and I think by opening day he would like to have it figured out. Now, what Billy has done is add veteran Jim Johnson to the mix there. There are four guys at the back of the bullpen. And Blake Parker right now probably would be the closer. But one of the things that happens is when you have so many injuries, you have to give other guys a chance. So Blake Parker and Blake Wood both proved last year they're major league pitchers. And Cam Bedrosian has closer stuff. I think he was penciled in to be the setup guy for Houston Street a year ago. Houston Street's still a free agent. I wouldn't completely rule out him coming back. So I think in some order there at the end, and Jose Alvarez, left-hander, also figures into the mix. So I just think they're going to go to camp and know that Parker, Bedrosian, and Wood have closer stuff. Jim Johnson has been one of the best closers in baseball. I don't know that he's still capable of pitching at that level. But it's like it's just like the rotation in that you look at it and say, I love what they got there. I think they've got a chance to be really good. But there are question marks or injuries and all of that. I'm telling you, this team is good enough to play a long time in October. Last year was Mike Scioscia's best managing job, to survive and to be in contention the last 2 weeks of the season with the injuries they had was phenomenal. And those of us who know Mike and root for the guy and know Billy Epler and root for him and want to see Mike Trout on the biggest stage the game has, it could be a fun year in Anaheim.
And another guy I think that people are rooting for, Richard, is Rene Rivera, who was just added to the backstop depth. He's going to compete with Martin Maldonado, who did win his first Gold Glove last season. But why is this such a smart move for the Angels?
Rene Rivera is a guy that I can tell you a dozen scouts that's, have said, this guy's going to be an all-star. And I think what he does, just adds depth to it. I think that when they got Martin Maldonado last year, they thought, okay, he'll share the job with somebody, but he's just so good. He shuts down the running game. And when you look at, you're going to have Cozart, Simmons, Kinsler, and Trout in center field and up in the left. You're above average defensively a lot of spots. And so, and when you have young pitchers like Haney and Skaggs, what you want them to do is have confidence in the catcher, and just don't think, just throw. Whatever he does, you do, and that allows you to get into a rhythm. But Rene Rivera is a guy that at points in his career has looked like he's going to be a big-time hitter. He prides himself on handling the pitchers and all of that. It makes the Angels better. That's one of those moves, not unlike going to get Jim Johnson, that you don't really think much about when it's done. Then you look up at the end of the year and go, ooh, we won a couple of games because of that guy.
Yeah, Richard, I'm on your side here. I'm pretty excited for this team. I'm excited to see what Mike Scioscia can do with all these different players and different talents, and it's going to be a wild 2018. That's all I know, and the spotlight's going to be on the Angels. So, as always, my friend, I am so appreciative of your time and your intelligence. I love hearing your story, so thank you for sharing.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. If you need your Angels fix, you can head to angels.com and read all that good stuff. I'm Danny Wexelman. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.